Kaylee King and Tatiana Ovugiak are both excellent students in Bethel's Media Ready program. They often work together on projects, but after they went back to their villages to study at home, they seemed to head down different paths. During the last week of school, Kaylee King in Makoriak has a couple of school packets to finish up before she completes her school year. Part of the problem is she hasn't been in touch with her teachers regularly. She says she's only talked a few times with them during the last 2 months.
One or two so far.
And has that been over the phone or through email?
Over the phone, because I don't have internet.
Kaylee does not have access to internet at home. She's limited to calling them by phone and asking questions.
The hardest part is having the schoolwork done because we don't really know how to do it.
The last few months has also been a challenge for teachers. Patrick Williams, a media education specialist with the Bethel Regional High School, says Kaylee is not alone. Most of the students he is working with have not been in enough contact with their teachers. It's an effort on both sides, and phoning can be frustrating, especially when there's no answer.
When I was making phone calls more regularly, it'd be about an hour or two a day, just trying to reach out to the same students over and over and over and over and over again.
Patrick says he's not the only teacher having problems getting through. He's talked with colleagues about it. Internet is an issue. If the teacher is there, a student can ask them directly. Or they can just Google. Or can they?
You know, I can't even imagine not being able to Google it. You know?
Patrick thinks that connectivity is a major issue, but access to teachers and a learning environment is also a big problem. He says the distractions of home responsibilities make it tough to get schoolwork done. Kaylee will no doubt overcome these difficulties. She is, after all, an exceptional student, but it may take her more time. Tatiana Ovugiak is among the few in rural Alaska that have adequate access to internet and computers. In Chifornik, she also lives with a teacher, her mother. A week before the school year ends, she's finished with her work and is now officially a senior.
Yeah, I've been emailing all of my teachers and scanning them through my mom because she's a teacher here in the village, which makes it easier for me to get my schoolwork done.
The months working at home has not left her frustrated. In fact, she feels more capable of meeting challenges and overcoming them.
Being independent, especially at home, has changed me in a good way. It's a positive mindset of what I'm doing.
The two former schoolmates are also looking forward to very different summers. Tatiana is headed to Wasilla to visit with family, and Kaylee is hoping to get out to fish camp. Both hope to spend at least part of their senior year in Bethel. As for their teachers, many are discussing what to do if kids can't come back to school next fall. Patrick Williams says he and his colleagues are looking at developing curriculum that can be delivered with high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech options.
To create engaging, paper-based lesson plans that students aren't going to put aside. I mean, it might come more naturally to others. Myself, it would take some more time.
No tech under the pandemic is a different situation than the one-room schoolhouse in the old days. Then a student could raise their hand and the teacher was available to help. Now the teacher is far away and sometimes out of reach. This is Katie Basil reporting for KYUK from Bethel.